Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. So you know the story, the impeachment hearings, but something major is happening, and the Trump administration contacted us. How often do you try to get to the bottom, make any sense out of healthcare costs? Transparency is the word that we often hear, right? Well, our guest is the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Seema Verma, oversees a $1 trillion budget, representing 26% of the total federal budget, and administers health coverage programs for more than 130 million Americans. Now, you know, some of these cabinet posts are big. There's a lot of significance, but $1 trillion budget, my goodness. Seema Verma joins us here in Philadelphia. Seema, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, I don't know how you can be that pleasant and under control when you have to deal with all the cockamamie that goes into healthcare plans and a $1 trillion budget. My goodness. So can you break it down in layman's terms, then? What is happening today due to the President Trump and his executive order directing various elements of this? What's going to happen?
Well, this is an example of the president delivering on healthcare. Everybody's just fed up with the high cost of healthcare, and as you said, people are frustrated that in fact that they don't have transparent information on costs when they use the healthcare system. And so President Trump is taking action on that. We just announced historic actions to make healthcare pricing more transparent. So we're requiring hospitals to put out their pricing information in a standard format so people can make comparisons from hospital to hospital. And more significant, we're telling all insurance companies that they need to provide personalized information on the front end to the people that they serve about how much they're going to pay for the services that they're going to seek. And in addition, those insurance companies also need to post all of their negotiated prices publicly so that this information can be used by other employers, other providers. This is an effort to make a more competitive marketplace so that we can drive down costs and make healthcare more affordable and accessible to all Americans.
This is the one area of our lives where cost, you know, is so hard to figure out, so hard to get out there, and that's why I think it costs so much. Now, what's the force of law on this, though? It is an executive order. You're directed to be implementing this, but I'm sure there will be resistance, I would think, to it.
Well, there's going to be resistance from those that want to protect the status quo because it works for them and it works for their profits. But the reality is it doesn't work for patients. And this incident is about putting patients first, putting them back in control of their health care. We're not listening to special interests. We're listening to the American people and patients. And people are demanding price transparency. You know, it's not fair that you can go and understand that the price of a car or large purchases, but healthcare is very expensive, and people need to know on the front end what their costs are going to be. There's a lot of variability, you know, for, you know, an MRI or different types of services, you could see variation, you know, five times as much. And so by having this information on the front end, patients can shop around and get the best deal.
And I would think, too, hopefully the media will pick up on this, Seema, where they're going to have to answer then when we see this, if they're doing their job and we start to see these comparisons, why is it five times as much over here versus down the road, right?
That's exactly it. The president's committed to having a more competitive environment. You know, there's all this discussion about having the government get more involved in our healthcare services. Our administration wants to make sure that patients are in control of their healthcare, and we want to create a competitive market where patients have transparent information. We want them to have access to their healthcare records and quality and pricing data so they can make decisions about their healthcare. But having this information out there will create more competition that will lower costs. We've seen that happen in every other market, and it's time we started doing that in healthcare.
Well, I'm still blown away. I knew this was a big job. What do people say when you tell them, oh, yeah, I just oversee a $1 trillion budget? If you're at a cocktail party, do you ever catch yourself, oh, yeah, we just have a $1 trillion budget there?
I get that, and then I get to hear about all of their healthcare issues.
Oh, you know of what? Course.
It's my pleasure because I'm very proud to serve the American people and serve in an administration with a president that's not afraid to take on special interests.
Well, I don't want to drag you into that, but we're seeing that play out, and that's a root cause of why there's pushback on this. This is a disruptive element, absolutely, letting people actually know what's going on. Some people don't like that, apparently.
That's exactly it, because it, you know, they want to protect the status quo because it works for them. But, you know, the reality is this information is out there because we all get those explanation of benefits after we receive services, right? They tell you how much they
That's
pay.
Right.
They tell you how much you're going to have to pay.
Right.
What we're saying is, look, this information's already out there. Let's make it useful to patients. Give it to them on the front end so that they can plan accordingly. They can shop around, try to get the best deal. So this information's already been out there. We're just saying, let's make it useful to patients.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Please do come back to Philadelphia with us. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.